We've all heard the saying before that it's not what's on the outside, but what's on the inside that counts. And although it's a little cheesy, it still holds true, especially in today's gospel. This really demonstrates how what the Lord finds most important is what is inside, the way that our hearts are reflecting with love. We see, first of all, these Pharisees who are going out and doing everything on the exterior. It's not that the way that they dress or some of the actions that they were doing were necessarily wrong, but they're doing it for the wrong purpose. They're doing it to be seen. It even says that they extend their prayers and make them longer, and this would be in public, just for that appearance, so that it looks like, oh, such holy people praying for long times. And so they're all about this appearance, and that's where their heart is directed. But then we come to this story of this little widow who comes forward after all of these people entering large sums of money, and she places just two little copper coins, which we're told amount to about a penny. And she is giving, Jesus says, everything that she has. And notice, no one else noticed who this woman was. She was not particularly extravagant, she was rather unassuming, but came forward, and the one who noticed her was Jesus, because he saw that she was giving everything that she had. He saw the intentions of her heart. Because how else would anyone know that she's given everything that she has? And this is what Jesus loves the most. This is what Jesus wants us to learn more in our lives, is this virtue of hidden love. The virtue of hidden love. Because there's no greater way for us to demonstrate our love for someone else than by doing it in secret, so to speak. When we give an act of love simply because we love the other person, not because we want to make sure that everyone knows it or that we have to demonstrate it in a big way, but when we do little things that maybe even another person doesn't notice. And why is that important? Because we love them. And we're acting out of that generosity and love from the heart. And this is the kind of love that Jesus holds above all other love. This hidden love. To give you a few examples, one of my favorite saints is Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, who's a beautiful, beautiful little nun who lived a cloistered life in a convent, which means that in her convent, you wouldn't really go out. Going out would be kind of held to a minimum. For the most part, what they did is they remained within the confines of their community, and they would pray. They would pray. As the heart of the church, they would continue to pray for all others. And that was their way of life. And Saint Thérèse was someone who was so unknown that it was said that when she was nearing the end of her life, she was very sick, and she knew she didn't have much longer, and the sisters knew it as well. But even amongst the sisters, she overheard one day one of her fellow sisters say, "Well, you know, Thérèse is going to die soon. We can see she's going to go any time now. And I don't know what the Mother Superior is going to do at her funeral. She's going to be hard-pressed with things to say about her, because what has she done? She hasn't really done anything." And so this was, you know, she overheard that even her own sisters didn't realize what kind of a life she led. And she led a life so rich, so full of love for Jesus, that not only was she canonized a saint, but she was made a doctor of the church. That her writings and her hidden way of life are so important and valuable to the church that we say that they teach us a great deal about what it means to be a saint, what it means to live our lives for God. So she's given such a high title in the church, and in fact, even though she never left the convent, was named patron saint of missionaries. Figure that one out. She never left the convent, but was made patron saint of missionaries. And that's because her words, her prayers, her example, everything we know about her after her death spread so far and wide around the world that she has done more for evangelization, for missionary work in the church than many people have. And this was all because for her, it was about living that hidden life of love for Jesus. Those simple expressions of the heart of offering herself to God. And that's what Jesus loved best. And that was really the mark of her life in many ways. And I can't speak, of course, of the hidden life of love without mentioning, of course, Our Lady. Who else is a more profound example of that humility and hiddenness than Mary? She who is spoken of only a few times in the scriptures. She's got a couple of lines that mention her. Otherwise, we hear nothing about her. She was so hidden in her love for Jesus. And yet she is hailed as the greatest of all the saints. She is held high and revered in the church, so high as, and she's just a simple mother. That's all Mary was a mother. But she was a mother that has then gone far beyond that. That she's been named Mother of all living, the Mother of us all, Queen of heaven and earth. So many titles have been given to her, and so much work she has done since she has been assumed into heaven, that she has done, she's appeared around the world, she has done spread such devotion to Christ through her love, through her devotion. And this all from this simple mother. And that was the way she lived, in this quiet love of Jesus. And so it's a great example to us, because that love, that quiet, hidden love, is the love that Jesus loves best. Here we are in church today, and it can be easy to kind of just go into the flow of things. But I'd like to urge you all to think now, right now, how you might give your heart more fully to God. Because it's that interior expression, apart from everything that's happening exteriorly here now, what Jesus desires most is that true worship from the heart, that true love and expression of the heart that says to Jesus, I love you. It doesn't have to be manifested in all kinds of exterior ways, though it may, but it comes really from the heart. And we can see that this is the kind of love that Jesus loves the best, because it's the example he gives to us. What greater and more magnificent example of hiddenness do we have than in the Eucharist? That we have in this small, unassuming box, the tabernacle. We have our Lord, the God of the universe who created all things, the most majestic and glorious of all beings, contained within that tabernacle. Contained within there. Just in the host, in the bread and the wine, they become the Lord of the universe. How more unassuming, how more hidden to our eyes than Jesus in the Eucharist. And that's the demonstration for us that he shows, that this is the way, that hidden love, to see with the eyes of faith, to see with a greater and deeper hidden love than all kinds of extravagance. He comes to us so simply. And I want to urge all of you, I want to challenge you today to think in your own lives just one way that you can maybe give a greater expression of love, that you can show that hidden love of God. Not something to do that's extravagant on the outside, but how you can love Him more deeply from the inside. To show just individually your personal love for Him. And one of the ways, another hidden gem that we have in Sarnia, which is so wonderful, and many people don't know about this, many of you have been there and you know, is our Adoration Chapel. We have a perpetual Adoration Chapel over by Our Lady of Mercy Church, right across the parking lot in the hall. We have an Adoration Chapel where Jesus is held in a monstrance behind glass in a, for those of you who've never seen a monstrance before, it's a golden adorned throne where the host is placed, where our Lord is placed, that anyone at any time during the day, can even come in at night, can come in there and worship our Lord in silence, personally, individually. And there's usually not that many people. There are certain times of day, there's some more, but it's not a very big chapel. What a beautiful way to express that love of God than to sit with Him face to face and just share what's on your heart. And so I urge all of you, if you've never been there before, to maybe make a visit. Maybe even to make a regular visit once a month, once a week, or maybe even daily. If anyone's ever interested in going there, you've never been there before, come and speak to one of us on staff because there is actually a code to get in. We've got to keep that place safe. But you're more than welcome to come there anytime you want. And even I would compel those of you who maybe have been there and are feeling the Lord's calling you to be there more regularly, to maybe consider signing up for a slot so that we can continue that perpetual adoration of having our Lord continuously adored, having someone always present. And that we can pick a time of day or a time of the week where you can be there regularly. And so again, if that's something, speak to any of the staff if you're interested in that. But I really urge all of you to go there if you haven't already. It's a beautiful, wonderful place to come and show that hidden love that we have for God. Because that is the true love. The true love, an expression of the heart, is one that is not doing it for show, but is just doing it solely out of love. And that is the kind of love that Jesus loves best.